Hi there, everybody. Well, you are only one person, but hello. My voice is tired. It's Friday, and I've been talking a lot at work. And it seems like the heat is like killing me. But I'm gonna try to do this. Wanna say thank you to the ones who have decided to record or to write their own answers. The ones who are about to record the answers or just read the questionnaire. And thank you to my friend. I'm getting tired. I don't know how to say his name. Yeah, we've been talking about making a questionnaire for, I don't know, months, but we always like leave it on one side and just, yeah, we decided to post it. So I'm gonna do what I should, that it's, yeah, record my answers. And believe it or not, I haven't think about the what I'm gonna say, but let's do this. One, what is a noise you love when hearing it? How does it makes you feel? Okay, about the person is giggles. I think that those are more personal than laugh. Really? Because there's different kind of laughs. But giggles are cute and sexy and funny, yeah. Makes me smile too. So, yeah, it makes me happy somehow. And I love the sound of the ocean. Everything about the ocean is marvelous, but the ocean at night, when it's a little angry, my family has a house super close to the beach. Close, I mean, like maybe 20 meters close. And the ocean has been my lullaby in those long and hot nights in summer. So yeah, it brings me good memories and yeah, super nice. On the contrary, is there a noise that never fails to irritate me? Loud noises in general, I don't like them. Trucks, I don't know. Even super loud music. When I'm a little nervous, it's horrible. I don't, yeah. And in a person, no, I think there's no. There's people that the way they chew the food is weird. If they open their mouth like a lot, I don't like that. But I'm okay with, you know, mouth noises in general. What's a sensation that gives me goosebumps? Does it need to be a certain context? Does it need to be in a certain context to work? A sensation. I don't know. I'm gonna go with sounds and whispers. Yeah. Feel goosebumps on the back of my head. And more than goosebumps, to be honest. But yeah, whispers. Do you have a piece of clothing that is extra special to you? And what about it makes me feel unique? I've got a bunch. I mean, I usually like buy strange clothes or like old fancy things, second hand sometimes, and I love them. But maybe favorite is my jeans jacket, like my Levi's jacket. I use it like a bunch. It's a little tie-dye color between blue and white, and it's that cotton is the best. I love it. What food do you like, or would you like to share with someone else? What about this food makes sharing it so fun? I love to share food in general. It's super common in Spain. In fact, when someone asks you to even taste your own like plate, it's rude to say no. Not now with the COVID and all the security, but I love when someone like takes their own like fork or spoon and feed you that little bite, or doing it myself. I think that it's beautiful and hot at the same time. And share maybe, whatever, share an ice cream. Yeah, desserts are for sharing. What is your go-to snack or treat to regain your energy after being naughty? Orange juice. I don't eating. Usually I prefer to drink a lot, and because my hungriness is kind of solved, so or it should be, so drinking for me. Is there a food that you are really craving right now? If not, what is one that you've often craved? No, I'm not craving food. Right now I'm taking a coffee. But one that I often crave, croissant. And toast them, toasts butter. I go for every moment of the day. Are there any recurring themes or situations in your dreams? Why do you think they keep happening, and what do they mean? It's something that is, it's as a concept more than a dream, that it's, I'm trying to go to the beach, or I'm really in a trip to the beach, but I cannot enjoy it or see it or just take a bath, swim on the beach, because like everything can happen. Sometimes it's a big storm and I cannot reach the beach. Sometimes it's because issues are happening, like a bunch of them, and it gets late or I have to come back. Yeah, happens a lot. And I get super frustrated with that. Like, because, yeah, I've said that before, I love the ocean. And it's just that sensation of I'm here and I cannot, so close and so far. Yeah, and the meaning is, I get that, yeah, anxious or frustrated when I dream about those things. Can we drink a little something? Okay. Are there any record? Oh no, this is the same. Has something strange happened to you while you were sleeping? It was scary, sexy, or funny? I mean, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna mention the three, or maybe scary. Yeah, I live in a very, I'm gonna say, multicultural neighborhood that it's super noisy. And no often, luckily, but sometimes, I don't know, once a year, a couple of times a year, mostly in summer, there's something screaming on the street and it woke me up. My sleep is very light and I wake up easily. And waking up with somebody screaming is horrible. Like, that sensation is on my bones and I cannot get rid of it for hours. Yeah, that's scary. Sexy. Well, I'm not into the, you know, sleep play or, yeah, kind of a kink. But I have to recognize that being woken up with kisses and licks and, yeah, breath on my neck. It's, you know, when you are not awake, you are not sleeping, but you are absolutely horny. Yeah, that sensation is pretty nice. And funny. Funny. Maybe, as I said, I wake up easily, so smells can wake me up too. And if you are maybe putting like perfume and you are in the same room, I woke up. Because my nose is, yes, super sensitive. It's a family thing. But yeah, you can imagine that if my, yeah, the smell of the perfume can wake me up, it happens with another smells like farts, or yeah, with by someone that it's okay. Like we are humans, and it happens with you know, a lazy summer, and somebody's making food outside. I can wake up with that smell, or remember even in my mom's and, yeah, my grandma cooking, and that smell waking me up. Oh God, I miss that sensation so much. Jesus, I'm gonna cry. Fuck. I said funny. This is not funny. Oh well. Are you not a person? Yes, I am. Do they make you feel energized or do they mess up your day? Both. But I don't care. I don't care. Just woke up from a nap. Really, short naps, really, unless I'm like exhausted, they don't work for me because I don't drift off easily, and if I'm super tired, it's not, yeah, it's difficult for me to really relax. But I try to take my naps like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if I can. I'm my medicine. And up on the beach, again, on the beach, you know, behind the umbrella or the sun. How is it called? Sun umbrella? Okay. Yeah. It's. So lazy and so nice. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Thank you again very much to everybody, and maybe we do another one. Like, those things are fun. I've listened some of the audios you all have sent, and those are so cool. Yeah, kisses and take care. We are almost out of this shit. Yes. Bye bye. Adios.